Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and you're listening to Texas Outdoor News, brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
And this is Harold Gunn. Our guest today is Dr. Deborah Chernosky, dermatologist to the stars. Well, she's my dermatologist for a long time. But Dr. Deborah, very, very, very knowledgeable. Fortunately, I mean, some years back, we did two shows with Deborah over about a four-year period, I think, right. Actually. But we're very proud of this. Probably our proudest moment, I think. We won American Cancer Society major market radio feature nationally, first place, with both those shows.
Absolutely.
You know, outstanding, because it's great information. So, you know, out in the outdoors, our derma gets a lot of exposure. And so today we're going to be talking about, you know, prevention, detection, and treatment for those possible cancers.
Absolutely. And we've got some news coming up, both national as well as local. We've got our best bets, and we're going to find out if Harold has been on or off the road. So y'all stick around. We got a great show headed your way. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME. 792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and some friends for the Automotive Reporter. For over 15 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks, bringing you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations. Play the latest programs and more. While there, download the free Stitcher Smart Radio app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
And indeed.
Do hope everybody's having a great weekend. Hope everybody gets a little rain.
It's been nice, you know, and not real frog chokers, but there's here and then there's some more there, and it's been really nice in the greater Houston area.
And it's kind of kept the heat down, broke that heat wave that we experienced back in July. But, you know, sneak by the next few weeks, mm-hmm. get into September, and then here comes fall.
I'll drink to that.
And it gets really good. Got some national news for you. Want to keep you apprised because, yes, folks, animal rights groups are back at it again. The Anti-Hunting Natural Resource Defense Council, Center for Biological Diversity and Humane Society of the United States, jointly filed a lawsuit this week to try to shut down the International Wildlife Conservation Council. Now, folks, this is a 17-member council that was formed in late 2017 by Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke to provide the administration advice on removing import barriers for legally hunted wildlife, streamline the permitting process, and lifting unneeded import bans, as well as combating illegal trafficking and poaching.
Yes.
All right. The Animal Rights Group said the council inhibits their ability to contribute to federal wildlife policy.
Poop.
So that's
BS. Yeah. Okay, as long as you're being political. But I just, you know.
Was that political? I thought that was news.
Well, it's political news. But here's the political news. I got to bring this up, friends, because I just find it very interesting. And this is, I checked this out more than one way.
Okay.
Because I first found out I'm on Facebook, and I went, okay, went to the government site.
Right.
Went to the Congressional Record.
Okay.
Went to Forbes.
What is it?
Okay. Trump's lean White House.
Okay.
The 2018 payroll on track to save taxpayers $22 million.
Okay.
All right. This week, Trump administration released its annual report to Congress on the White House office personnel. President Trump's White House payroll has 374 employees. That is 95 fewer staffers than Obama at the same point in their presidencies. The Trump White House workforce runs 20% leaner. This year, not only did the president maintain a lean staff, he cut the total payroll budget from $35.7 million to $35.2 million, further honed the books. In 2015, Obama's payroll was much larger and exceeded $41 million with 477 staffers.
Okay.
10 staffers are dedicated to the First Lady of the United States, FLOTUS. We love those, of course. In 2009, First Lady Michelle Obama paid her 24 staffers $1.6 million collectively. She was heavily criticized for her 24-member staff in 2009, including assistants, advisors, schedulers, directors, deputies, associates, social and press secretaries, and other helpers, end quotes. While on the campaign trail, President Trump vowed to forego his paycheck. Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution, however, mandates a presidential salary. Trump has donated his quarterly portions of his $400,000 a year salary to the Department of the Interior, the Department of Transportation, the Department of Education, the Department of Health and Human Services, and recently, the Department of Veterans Affairs, with money earmarked for care of cemeteries.
Hmm.
Okay. The rest of the Trump family is also leading by example by foregoing their salaries. First daughter and presidential advisor Ivanka Trump and son-in-law senior advisor Jared Kushner both refused their salaries.
But he hasn't done enough.
Yeah.
I just wanted
to. But I needed to throw that because I've always, that, you know, the expenditures, they talk about us needing to be leaner. And the biggest waster of money out there is the government. If you look at it, I mean, it's obvious for everybody.
Start at the top.
Whether you're on the right or on the left, it's obvious the waste.
One of the best descriptions of Trump and the way he is governing is don't look at the way he says something. look at what he's done.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's hard to argue.
I just still wish he'd get off Twitter.
I'm kind of there with you too. Hey, speaking of government numbers, the July instant criminal background check numbers are out. Figures 821,260 folks. That's a decrease of 9.5% compared to the same time, July of 2017.
Yeah, but that's still a lot of people in one
still
month.
Still a lot of folks. But here is something that's really interesting, bringing it back to the Lone Star State, our friends out in Lubbock, when they say guns up.
Yeah.
At Texas Tech.
Oh, okay. Right? I was wondering where that came from. All right.
You know, if you want to get an anti-gunner spun up, then just ask them about campus carry.
Oh.
Okay. If you ask the Texas Tech police force what they're thinking, you know, campus carry has been law in Texas for 2 years, and now the Texas police say that the law makes the university a safer place. Yeah.
And that's from the police force.
I believe it makes a campus a safer place to live, learn, and educate, says Amy Ivey, a lieutenant at the Texas Tech Police Department. Tech police say, in a potential active shooter situation, someone might be able to stop it if they're armed. Now, listen to this. Mm-hmm. Now, Texas Tech doesn't just count on campus carry to make the school safe. They also do active shooter training that also includes going hands-on with a shooter.
Ah.
Now, that's really taking it to,
indeed.
You know.
Indeed.
They said there's, you know, something needs to be talked about.
It's being proactive.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, it's sad that they got to do things like that, but, better safe than sorry.
Your own safety is your own responsibility.
Indeed.
in this day and age. It's real simple. Here in the Lone Star State, Balmoray State Park. Have you ever been out there in West Texas?
I never have. No, I've cool known place, of it forever, but haven't been there.
Cool place, natural, spring-fed swimming hole, if you would,
right.
Out in the high desert country of the Trans-Pecos region. It was built and really developed back in the mid-1930s by the Civilian Conservation Corps, or what many know as the CCC Boys.
Correct.
But it's the world's largest spring-fed swimming pool. It had a leak, and there's some sensitive endangered species out there that live around the spring, so they're having to be careful. It's going to cost $2 million. It's been shut down all summer to fix and repair, but those repairs are underway, and once again, folks will be able to cool off from that.
That's good.
From that heat.
So I've been to Barton Springs.
Yeah. And you just need to keep going a little bit further west.
I'm having a little senior moment. Fort Clark in Brackettville.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Speaking of water and things aquatic, hey, it's time for our weekly check of the CCA Star Tournament Leaderboard.
Let us do that. Okay. The CCA Texas Ford Dealers, Texas Anglers Rodeo Star. That's easier. This is our favorite division. This is the Star Kids Scholarship Division. This is for a little nippers 6 to 10 years old. $50,000 college scholarships is what they're vying for. And right now, I can't read the pounds, Bill.
You know what? I can't read the pounds either.
We have a little print thingy, but okay.
Okay. Yeah, we got a little mess up here.
Well,
I believe the sheep's head is like 9 pounds, 3 ounces. And
well, let's just leave the leader's name.
Yeah.
Paul Hayes leads the flounder division. He is 7. Tanner Bashy, who is 8, leads the sheep's head. And Mackenzie Aber, who is 8, still leads gaff top. We haven't had any changes. That's the main thing.
Yeah, and likewise, in the Academy Sports and Outdoor Star Team Scholarship Trout Division, ages 11 to 17, 6-pound minimum, $25,000 scholarship up for grabs. No changes in this division either, with Buck Warren continuing to lead the Upper Coast, Gayla Albers leading the Mid Coast, and Audrey Lozano leading the Lower Coast.
Yeah, the inshore division, flounder leader, I'll read that 6-pound 1 ounce. That's Chase Blackwell, who's 16. Sheep's head leader, still Emily Gray, who is 15. And Madison Newman with a 6-pound 12 ounce gaff top is the new leader in that division.
In the adult speckled trout division, no changes here. Upper Coast leader remains Robert Lewis, 9 pounds even. Chris Grappington, I believe it is 9 pounds, 4 ounce mid-coast leader. And Frank Cavazos continues to lead Lower Coast, 11 pound even.
Okay, no changes in this area, but the Kingfish leader still 53 pound, 12 ounce Tim Powers. Dorado, 38 pound, 15 ounce Ashley Gerloff. Ling, Whopper, 77 pounds, 15 ounces from Grant Gale.
All right, we have had Grant Gale leading the Ling division.
Yeah.
Now the adult flounder division. Carlos Gonzalez continues to lead the flounder division, 7 pounds, 11 ounces. Eduardo Torres, sheep's head leader, 10 pounds, 13 ounce. And Jeanette Darter, gaff top leader, 6 pounds, 13 ounce.
We have not had any more tagged redfish caught since our last report. The truck, boat, motor package that includes the wonderful new F-150 Ford. Those five winners we had declared way back. The boat package, still only one winner. So totally, 6 winners have been qualified, 8 invalid catches. 6 were released, and that is of the 60 that were out there. So that means there's still a lot of tagged redfish floating around for you folks to catch.
But time is fleeting.
Indeed.
The Star Tournament will run till 5 o'clock, Labor Day, Monday, September 3rd. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out what our best bets look like, outdoor report, and if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place, and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike Forage Oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike Forage Oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plotzbach forage oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre. And that's a lot of deer chow. Plotzbach forage oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at plotzbach.com. Pure, premium, proven Plotzbach.
Despite everything Harvey threw at us last year, the CCA Star Fishing Tournament is back. Our sponsors rose to the occasion and, in the true spirit of Texas, donated over $1 million in prizes this year. So special thanks to Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Capital Farm Credits, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Mercury Marine, Whataburger, LP Building Products, Off Power Polaris, Mustang Cat, and Shiner Box. And now you can keep on fishing with a chance to win great prizes like John Landrum.
Check out my new boat. Thanks, CCA. You made me a winner.
Or Nick Garza.
I went fishing and I caught a Polaris. Thank you, CCA.
Or Cameron Brooks.
I won a $25,000 scholarship. Yeah!
The sponsors are here. The CCA Star Fishing Tournament is here. The Spirit of Texas is here, and you should be here. Sign up at participating Academy Sports and Outdoors, local bait camps, and marinas. Information available at participating Texas Ford Dealers and StarTournament.org.
America's best-selling truck, 41 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 41 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it is about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they will build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 41 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and it's time for our best bets. Harold, what's coming up?
Here we go. Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, fishing and hunting times this weekend, as well as Monday, our trio of good days. Tuesday slips to fair, with Wednesday plunging to poor. Thursday, Friday, and next Saturday are another trio of good ones. Next Sunday is rated as fair. This weekend, look for game to be active from either side of the noon hour and remain active until late afternoon. Monday and Tuesday will find this major feeding period of the day occurring from early afternoon until the early evening hours before sunset. By Wednesday and Thursday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until the evening hours after sunset. On Friday, as well as next Saturday and Sunday, a major time shift occurs, with game beginning to actively feed from well before sunrise until mid-morning. This Saturday, August the 11th, we have a new moon. By next Saturday, August the 18th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, will have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Monday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday will each have a double tide schedule. Friday is another three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Next Saturday has a double tide schedule. Next Sunday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day.
Speaking of on the coast, had some good reports for redfish, big redfish, coming out of Lake Calcasieu over in southwest Louisiana. Trout have been, Louisiana school type trout, fishing has been a little bit up and down. Same thing over on Sabine. Old Reliable Captain Randy Foreman said that he's been catching some redfish around the clamshell beds. Trout have been kind of a hit or miss option. Heading into the Galveston Bay complex, fishing deep in Galveston Bay as well as Trinity. When the winds lay down a little bit, water clarity improves. West Galveston Bay around Chocolate Bay and over toward San Luis Pass, fishing has been good for speckled trout, particularly those working shorelines early with topwater baits. The marshes in and around Freeport have been solid, as well as the offshore. Folks, don't forget, looks like we're going to run all the way to August 21 for the red snapper season.
Okay.
In federal waters, and then federal waters will shut down, but then the state waters out to 9 nautical miles will reopen. Good trout over the Mid-Bay Reefs and East Matagorda Bay. Continue to catch some good fish in West Matagorda Bay around the grass bars and the sand pockets in behind Matagorda Peninsula. When the surf, when everybody talks about Galveston blue water, everybody heads to the surf because fishing has been really good. Not a lot of you know, information's given there. But if you look for basically fish working those guts that connect one bar, one gut to another.
Okay.
You know? Heading on down, Captain Nathan Bebout at a Sea Drift said that we've got some good fish still along the shorelines, waiting anywhere from thigh to waist deep, you know, early in the morning until about the noon hour. In behind St. Joe Island, the back lakes and bays continue to produce. From Pita Island all the way down to the King Ranch shoreline, working the grass beds and deeper water, 3.5 to 4 foot of water has been productive. Land cut remains hot. North end of the area out of Port Mansfield remains productive. And then out of Port Isabel, you've got areas up toward Three Islands, working your way back behind the convention center at South Padre Island, and then the old causeway where mangrove snapper as well as trout are taking just about anything you want to throw at them.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to East Texas then. Lake of the Pines. Black bass are good on Texas rig creature baits, hollow body frogs, and black buzz baits. Livingston. Black bass are good on chartreuse spinner baits and soft plastics and rattle traps. Big League Sam Rayburn, black bass are good on watermelon crankbaits and dark soft plastic worms. Crappie are good on minnows and blue tube jigs over baited holes. Toledo Bend, white bass are good on spoons in the river. Brim are good off crickets and night crawlers. Athens, black bass are good on hollow body frogs, Carolina rigged worms, and top water poppers. Palestine, crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Richland Chambers, white bass are good on slabs. Hybrid stripers are good on slabs. Stillhouse, black bass are good on pumpkin seeds, spinnerbaits, crankbaits, soft plastics. White bass are good on slabs and minnows. Tawakoni, white bass are good on slabs. Hybrid bass are good off also on slabs. Excuse me, Texoma, crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Striped bass are good on slabs and top waters. Whitney, black bass are fair on chartreuse crankbaits and rattle traps. Catfish are good on shrimp and live bait.
All right, to South Texas we head. Out Del Rio Way, Amistad Reservoir continues to see some pretty good black bass fishing. To our power plant lakes, Braunig, black bass are good on watermelon spinnerbaits and rattle traps in the reeds. Calaveras, striped bass are good on spoons and striper jigs near the dam in 15 to 20 feet of water. Choke Canyon, go catfishing. Channel cats are good on live bait. Lake Corpus Christi, bass are good on topwaters early, then switching to Texas rigs or Carolina rigs and flukes. White bass are good on Little Georges. Falcon Reservoir, bass are good on watermelon seed, soft plastics, and brush hogs off the points. Lake Coleman, black bass are good on chartreuse spinnerbaits and rattle traps. Crappie are good on minnows and pink tube jigs.
Okay, heading to the hill country. Lake Austin. Sunfish are fair to good on cut night crawlers and corn. Buckhannon, channel cats are good on liver, minnows, and dip bait. Yellow and blue cats are good on goldfish and perch upriver. LBJ, striped bass are good on small rattle traps. Crappie are good on minnows and watermelon jigs over brush piles. Channel cats are good on minnows and stinky bait. Travis, black bass are good on plum worms, smoked grubs, and chartreuse topwaters in 10 to 25 feet of water. Channel and blue cats are good on blood bait and night crawlers.
All right, on the hunting scene, countdown continues to the opening of hunting season on September 1. We are 3 weeks out. Coming up on Wednesday, August 15, the 2018-2019 license go on sale. And, of course, through the end of this month, January 31st, the Javelina South Zone season continues. But then you still have
pigs.
Exotics and pigs.
That's right.
All right. What's going on? You've been on or off the road?
Yes. Well, sometimes boys just got to have fun. Sorry, I had to throw
no,
that
don't
in.
Don't do that.
All right. The 2018 and all those radios were switched off. Right? Click. Anyway, the 2018 Dodge.
You should be in the booth with him when he does this.
Dodge Challenger RT Scat Pack. Oh, man. Got a Hemi, friends. Challenger's great looking vehicle anyway. Nice four-door sedan, but it's got their 392 cubic inch V8, the SRT, we call it, the street racing tuned, a lot of names for that. But anyway, it's the big Hemi, 485 horsepower, made into an 8-speed automatic transmission. Got all the Brembo stuff, man. A Bilstein high-performance suspension, Brembo calipers, performance brakes, active exhaust, sport mode, flip a switch, and roar. Electronic stability control, all-speed traction control, electric power steering. keyless enter and go, 180-mile-per-hour primary speedometer, and it will do it. Because when these things, especially when they are SRTs, they don't limit them. The Dodge Performance Pages, which means you can go in there and tune all kind of stuff, your ride, your shift points, etc. Nice on the inside, believe me. Six-way power driver seat, four-way for the lumbar adjustment, which is so good. Dual zone temperature control and so on. Satin black rear spoiler, that's bad looking. 20-inch polished aluminum wheels. LED split tail lamps and running lamps on it. The optional equipment, though, this is the Scat Pack part. 9 speakers with subwoofer, 506-watt amplifier, the Torque Light 8-speed automatic transmission with auto stick with the steering wheel paddle shifters, the 3-season performance tires, their Uconnect with Sirius XM and more. Base vehicle 38.9 loaded. It's not that much more of an uptick as 43.2. Thanks to the transmission, though, even with 485 horsepower, you're getting 15 miles per gallon in town, 25 on the highway. So you want to have fun, check out the 2018 Dodge Challenger RT Scat Pack.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Dr. Deborah Chernofsky, we're going to help you protect yourself from the harmful elements of the sun.
And the Challenger is a two-door, by the way.
Oh.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors who care for everyone. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials.
The weather's warmed, winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, salooner and tide tables, as well as updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal let hunters know of off-season opportunities as well as how to improve one's skills. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. In an annual competition held by the Texas Outdoor Writers Association, no other publication can make a similar claim. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And before Harold introduces our guest.
Yes. Okay.
I did some checking up on our friend.
Okay.
Dr. Deborah Chernofsky. Went to vitals.com.
Yes.
Okay. And this lady, you rave about her. You've been going to her forever.
Mm-hmm.
But she received the Vitals On Time and Promptness Award.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll vouch for that.
For doctors that, you know, are always making you wait.
Yeah.
Patient Choice Award in 2017-2018. And then Compassionate Doctor Recognition in 2016-17 and 2018.
Well, I'll agree with her. She holds my hand all the time.
Does she? Well,
yes.
You know.
And people,
tell us more.
People come to me and they go, Harold, your complexion is so youthful. Your skin's like a baby's bottom. I said, I owe it all to Dr. Deborah
Your
Chernofsky.
Head shines so brightly.
It does so brightly. Dr. Debbie, how are you doing this morning?
I am doing well. How are you gentlemen doing?
I'm fine. Where do you hide all your awards? I mean, I don't see them displayed or anything. You're also modest, right?
Well, I try to be.
Well, you've been taking care of my derma for quite a while. And very interesting, too, I inherited you from your father-in-law. That was a very interesting practice way back, Chernofsky and Chernofsky, and it was father-in-law and daughter-in-law. That's pretty unique in the business, isn't it, Debbie?
It is really unique. Probably father and daughter, or it was kind of unusual because every once in a while people thought he was my husband, which was a little bit different. So.
Yeah, May, December. Anyway, like I say, you've been checking my derma for a long time, and I have issues. But before we get to those, I want to start off, I say, with prevention. You know, what we need to do, not only us that spend a lot of time in the outdoors, but just everybody else, how to take care of your hide when you get outside.
Well, the important thing is to think of your sun protection as a three-legged stool, and unless we have all three legs, we're not as protected, protecting our skin as much as we should. So the first leg is sunscreen, and sunscreen is really important. We need to have it at least an SPF 50. We need to make sure it's water-resistant for 80 minutes, and then we need to be reapplying it every 80 minutes, and that's where most of us fall down on the job, is that reapplication. Our second leg is a hat. We all need a nice wide-brimmed hat, 3 or 4 inches, because it's going to protect our scalp, it's going to protect our neck, and it's going to shade our face. A baseball cap only is going to get our scalp and our forehead and a little bit of our nose. It's not as protective.
Yeah, Deborah, and I asked you this question, actually the last checkup we had. I've got a friend of mine that lives in a hat. But remember I asked you, leaving your office, going from my car into Kroger or whatever, should I put a hat on all the time?
Well, unless you have some type of a photosensitive skin disease, probably that's not necessary. But when you are going to be out more than about 15 minutes, so if you go on, you are walking for exercise 30 or 45 minutes a day, then we definitely want to put a hat on then. But just for running little errands in and out, that probably is not necessary. But again, for prolonged exposure, I think a hat is very, very important. And then our third leg is protective clothing. I know you're a big fan of the protective shirts, the UPF shirts. And for the sportsmen, they have them for every sport. It will help you be cooler and more comfortable. They're going to wick perspiration and sweat, and they're vented. And so you're more comfortable and you're more protective. And it takes a lot less sunscreen if you're covered up, too.
Deborah, Bill Olson, good to talk to you once again. You mentioned something on that first leg that a lot of people may have missed years gone by. It used to be, wasn't sun protection 35 SPF? When did it go to 50, and what was the reason for that? Just additional protection?
Well, the reason we've gone a little bit bigger is they get those numbers in a laboratory setting where they're paying people to put on a shot glass of sunscreen, so a fourth of a bottle on their body and a heaping teaspoon on their face. And then they shine light on them, and then they get those numbers. In actual practice, most people use a half to a fourth of that amount. And so you're getting a half to a fourth of what the number on the bottle is. Nice. And that's why I shoot for a little bit bigger. But I will tell you, I recently read an article that we used to say SPF 50 was enough, they did a study that showed that people used SPF 100 burned less than people who used SPF 50. And it's because of that. They're not applying very much, so when they are using that higher number, that actually does give them a little more protection.
And I don't want to put you on the spot, but what's SPF mean?
Skin protection factor.
Ah, ta-da! So I knew you'd know. What about the clothing? Does it have SPF factors on it?
Well, it's called UPF for clothing. And most of them do say, like, 50 is probably the average one you're going to see on the clothing is 50.
Okay, and I'm also getting back to hats. I think some of them, people think they're protected, but a lot of those things that have all kinds of ventilation and big holes in them and stuff like that, you're not being totally protected, are you?
Correct. Hold your hat up to the sun, and if the sunlight's coming through, it's not protecting you. And that's the same thing for like a regular cotton long sleeve shirt. People will say, oh gosh, that's protecting me. Well, hold that shirt up to the light, and if all the light's coming through, well, that's coming through on your skin as well.
Wow. Okay, there's a lot more to this story, but we're up against the mid-portion of the program. We need to take a break, so Deborah, if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Deborah Chernofsky right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Britton Griffith. I am a father, husband. We have 4 beautiful girls. They are the joy of our lives. My wife and I had a dream and plans to find a place where we could build a lake and raise our kids. So we worked with Capital Farm Credit together, and we were able to make our dreams really come true. Capital Farm Credit came alongside and made it happen.
Together, we're better. Find out why at capitalfarmcredit.com. Equal housing lender. NMLS 493828.
The granddaddy of all hunting shows returns to San Antonio. The 2018 Hunters Extravaganza, August 17th through the 19th at the Freeman Coliseum Expo Hall. Meet Michael Waddell and T-Bone from Bone Collectors. Bring the kids and see Gator Country's huge alligators. See the best bucks taken last year in our annual deer contest. Check out all the latest in hunting gadgets and gear. Buy direct from the manufacturers and save. August 17th through the 19th at the Freeman Coliseum Expo Hall. Get your tickets now at huntersextravaganza.com. A Texas Trophy Hunter production.
The place to stock up on ammunition is Carter's Country for practice, self-defense, or hunting. Carter's has everything you need from federal and estate cartridge. Federal's American Eagle practice ammo is priced right, with 9mm at just $4.97 a box and 45 at only $21.97. The superior performance of HydroShock pistol ammo can be yours in 9mm for $23.97, 38 Special for $22.97, 40 Smith & Wesson and 45 Auto is only $24.97. For the bird hunter, Federal's Top Gun shot shells in 12 and 20 gauge are just $6.87 for a 25-round box, and the Estate heavy game shot shells in 12 and 20 gauge are just $6.47 a box. For practice or plenty of hunting, it's hard to beat the economically priced Estate game and target shot shells in 12 or 20 gauge for only $5.97 a box. Stock up right now at all four Carter's Country locations. Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. And our guest, Dr. Deborah Chernosky, we were talking earlier about, you know, her awards for On Time and Compassion. And I want to give her an award for a sense of humor, because when I have my checkups, I go, Debbie, what is this? And she goes, age. Right?
No, I usually say it's a getting less young spot.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. But now we've talked about, you know, some of the prevention to help us not have some of the issues I have. Let's get into detection. How do we know we may have a potential problem on our skin as far as, you know, cancer related?
Well, usually I would say you have a new spot that just doesn't seem to heal, or it bleeds, or it's changing. So all those three signs should get you into the dermatologist to have your skin checked.
Bill's looking at his arms right now. Now, what's that stuff? What's going on my head that you take care of every 3 months?
Well, you've had some actinic keratoses. Those are little pre-skin cancers, and we freeze those with liquid nitrogen, so we take care of them, and we don't watch them and let them go in to become skin cancers.
Yeah, and they can, because, I mean, I've had both a basal and a squamous because I went too long between checkups. But other than that, I mean, we've had a pretty good run, haven't we?
We have. You have been very, very good. You've been good about coming about every 3 or 4 months, and we've kept you clean so far.
Yeah, I like that. I get a discount coupon, too. So.
Deborah, what you're treating Harold for, is that all sun-related, or is there something else there?
Well, it's primarily the sun.
Okay.
We also have a genetic predisposition. We can't change that.
Right.
But sun is the most important thing. And we know that by, again, doing those three things we talked about earlier, the clothing, the sunscreen, and the hat, we can minimize our risk. And also by trying to stay out of the sun when it's most intense, so try to do our activities earlier in the day or later in the day, in the middle of the day between about 10 and 3, and 10 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon, try to be indoors.
Gotcha. All right, I spent a lot of time on the coast, and Harold was right. I was looking to see it, look at my arms. But we know about the sun and protecting from the sun, but does the wind, particularly we're on the coast, does that exacerbate the situation?
No, I don't think the wind is a big problem, although you can get windburn, which does something else to your skin. But no, the wind doesn't cause any problems as far as skin cancer goes.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah. So, like I said, back to my situation, it's all about me. But that's what I'm going through. When I first started to, coming to you, and I at one point I said, you know, like, so, like, why me? And you said at that time, you know, said, because you loved the sun 30 years ago. I mean, things like I've heard, right, if you get a sunburn, you've done damage, right?
Yes, you've done even one sunburn definitely does damage. And if you've had more than 5 sunburns, you've doubled your risk of melanoma.
Hmm. I just got a sunburn earlier this year and actually thought about Dr. Chernosky.
Well, yeah. Well, you go around. You go out places. I remember once at a park. I'm looking, and there was a child It was his family. They were all sunburned, but the child, I mean, had these bubbles all over his skin, and still the skin was exposed, and I wanted to just hit him. I mean, that's absolutely unbelievable, and that's going to come back to haunt those people, obviously, in later years. As you talked about something that doesn't heal, whatever, what other indicators, if I'm touching something on my skin, if I'm feeling, I mean, if it's slick or if it's rough or if it's what, how can I tell I may need to come see you?
Well, sometimes they can be rough and scaly if they're sensitive, if they are tender. So tender, painful, new, changing, those are things that you would be concerned about.
Okay, let's talk about treatment, though. Now, with my situation, to stay on top of it, again, the nitrogen freezing, which, bless you, you guys always schedule me about 11 or 11:30 because you know I'm going to immediately go get a drink afterwards to get rid of the sting, but it ain't that big a deal. But what are some of the other things, and with different kinds of skin cancers, is some of the other treatments that are available?
Well, with the pre-skin cancers, we can freeze them if they're just a few. If you have a large number in one area, we call that field cancerization. We may use a cream, and thank goodness we haven't had to do that with you, but we may put a cream on the entire scalp, and that will treat the precancers we can see and even the ones we can't see, so it helps us clean that whole area up.
Is that when I've seen somebody that looks like a strawberry?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. And there are several different treatment, different types of creams that we can use. Also, and then if it's gone into true skin cancer, most commonly we do surgery. Certain types of early cancers we can use with the cream. If it is a large tumor, or if it's an aggressive tumor, or in an area where you don't have a lot of skin, like an eyelid or a nose or an ear, there's a type of procedure called Mohs micrographic surgery that they can take a very narrow margin around the cancer, and then while you wait, they do a frozen section so they know exactly where to go back so they can remove as little normal tissue as possible and just get the cancer out.
We're visiting with Dr. Deborah Chernofsky, Chernofsky Dermatological Associates.
Very good.
Yes, the website is Chernofsky, CHERNOSKYDERM.com. Going back to if we've had one or five sunburns, a sunburn is what, where you just get red, or where you get red to the point where you peel? I mean, to what extent are we doing damage?
Well, even just turning red, you've done damage. Certainly a blistering sunburn is more damaging than just turning a little bit pink and then looking normal the next day. I think the blistering sunburns are the ones we're most concerned about.
All right. You're recommending then get in and check. And for someone that doesn't have a, you know, a history, a family history, as Harold does, with you know, these skin cancers, what is the normal regimen for being checked out, particularly those of us that live outdoors?
Yeah, how often?
Yeah.
Well, if you live outdoors, I would recommend once a year to see a dermatologist and just have a screening, and your dermatologist will look you over, talk about things to be worried about. Oftentimes we have little pamphlets. We can give you pictures to show you things to look for, and I think that is probably the safest thing to do for your listeners who are out in the sun hunting and fishing.
And if you tell Dr. Deborah you heard about this on Texas Outdoor News, you'll get it. No, I'm kidding. I love to mess with her because she messes with me. Let me ask you something, though, Deborah. As far as normal taking care of your skin, I mean, I lube up a lot, okay? Are there any recommended things? And not that we're like going to promote L'Oreal necessarily, but is there some things, too, that people should do for their skin? Like, you know, I get out of the shower in the morning and I put, you know, Vaseline intensive care on or something. Should we be doing things like that?
Well, there's been some studies to show that the use of a daily sunscreen, so not when you're going to be out for 15 minutes or more, just every day, no matter what you're doing, if you use a sunscreen every single day, you decrease your risk of melanoma by 50%.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm looking at your website, and I'm just perusing through it, and it's chernofskyderm.com. But if someone is prone to have rosacea or eczema or psoriasis, I mean, this can have those rough places, showing some sort of a skin disorder, are you more predisposed to have some sort of a skin cancer or be susceptible to the sun's harmful effects?
Well, some of that depends upon what you're being treated. Some of our patients who have severe diseases may be on an immunosuppressive drug, and so if you're on something that is suppressing your immune system, then it does make you more susceptible. Also, if you have rosacea, you might be someone who is more fairly complected, and in statistically, the fairer you are, the more likely you are to have skin cancer. So it's not that your rosacea gave you your skin cancer, but you are a fair person and you've got rosacea and you also have been out in the sun, and so you may develop skin cancers as well.
Boy. Okay. Chernosky Derm.
Derm.
Derm.com.
CHERNOSKYDERM.com.
Okay. Now, and of course, I've got Dr. Deborah on speed dial, but what is the office number there, Deborah?
713-790-9270.
Outstanding. I know that you have had to put up with Harold for years. I mean, are you still, and with our listeners, I just, if someone has a situation, you won't hold that against them, will you, that that they heard about it because of Harold?
Oh, certainly not.
Well said. Well said. Almost time to schedule another one. No, I keep her in the book. You know, because, I mean, years ago, like every 6 months, but no, I go every 3 months, and I'm tickled.
Well, I'm going to have to go see her. I definitely am, because there's, you know how much I'm outdoors.
Yes, I know.
And you saw me earlier this summer, so need to see what I did or did not do. Dr. Chernosky, we appreciate you joining us today and being our guest. Again, ChernoskyDerm.com is the website, and she's endorsed.
And absolutely.
By Harold
Gunn.
Believe
me, she saved my life as far as I'm concerned. Dr. Debbie, thank you so much for your time today.
Well, it's my pleasure. I always love to come on and talk to you and Bill.
Appreciate it, and I'll be seeing you soon.
All right, thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Okay, friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Every summer has a song, and this summer, you can stream over 45 million of them. Discover the Apple experience in all qualifying Jeep vehicles. Enjoy maps, messages, Beats audio, and up to 6 months free of Apple Music with access to millions of songs. So pick a song and tour anywhere the music takes you. Feel like a VIP in the Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. Jump in the Jeep Compass with the most technology in its class and perform masterfully on any stage. Get closer to the stars in the Jeep Renegade with a class-exclusive available MySky open-air sunroof. Hurry into your Jeep dealer now for the most exciting sales event of the season. And turn up your summer with the official vehicles of summer. For more information about the Apple experience, visit jeep.com/apple. Claims based on class segmentation. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards in its lifetime than any other SUV. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. And Harold?
Yeah.
We got a bunch.
We got a bunch. Because, like I say, we talked about statewide, the CCA tournament, that goes on through Labor Day weekend. What's that? I missed something.
No.
You're pointing something at me.
Yeah, just the Hunter's Extravaganza in Fort Worth will run through this Sunday, August 12th.
Well, it's probably right here, yeah.
Yeah.
Montgomery chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation fundraising banquet in Conroe. That's on the 16th. Information 713-823-2958. Also the 16th Lone Star Chapter of the Quail Forever Fundraiser in Grapevine, 972-332-1612. August 17, 19, another Hunter's Extravaganza, Freeman Coliseum in San Antonio. Go to huntersextravaganza.com to keep up on all of those. August 18, Russ County Gobblers Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation Fundraiser in Henderson, 903-539-1505. The Lubbock Chapter of the Mule Deer Foundation Fundraiser on the 18th. For info, 432-488-3352. August 18, Wise County Chapter Ducks Unlimited Fundraiser in Decatur, 940-255-5030? That's interesting. Oh, well. Art and Crab Fest in Lake Charles. Oh, extensive crab and beer tasting, art walk, live music, and more. Oh, go to artscouncilsouthwestla.org. We're back.
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. Whether it's hauling a big load, getting you to a job site, hunting ranch, favorite lake, or the coast, count on the lineup of versatile Ford trucks to work overtime to get the job done. The 2018 F-150 body is up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation, made of high-strength, military-grade 6000 series aluminum alloy used in big military and industrial applications. Plus, its fully boxed frame is made of up to 78% high-strength steel. The F-150 has its most advanced powertrain lineup ever, like best-in-class torque, payload, plus towing, and that's just the beginning of F-150 best-in-class features. The Ford F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year, and once again named the Truck of Texas. It's the number one selling truck for 41 years running. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
Man, take that truck over to Carter's Country. Load up. Okay, we got Dove season coming up. Remington 1187 Sportsman. Ooh, wonderful shotgun. Only $479.97. You're getting out there, so you need your snake boots from Justin. You can save $60. Only $129.97. AR fans, the Diamondback 5.56 AR free floating barrel, only $549.97. And all kinds of ammo specials on American Eagle and Remington pistol ammunition. That's going on at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961.
Once again, we want to thank our guest, Dr. Deborah Chernofsky, ChernofskyDerm.com. And you're gone next week.
Yes, I am. I'm going to visit my children in Portland.
And I'll be here by my lonesome.
Running the show. That's right. Remember, check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com, for a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. Also, you can catch us on YouTube. Just go to the search window and go Texas Outdoor News, right? We're brought to you by Ford Trucks.